I was born in Cardiff,
in the hospital in High Street, and I came out to Australia when I was about 2 years of age, and I settled in a country New South Wales, on the south coast of New South Wales, in the township of Nowra, where I did my schooling, and then I was a bank johnny for 12 months after doing the leaving certificate, and then I went on to teacher's college after that, became a school teacher, and I taught for about 10 years in and around Sydney. But basically the reason I was sent to Sydney was to have my voice trained, take advantage of what appeared at teacher's college to be a fairly natural talent.
Right.
Well, I think I was always recognised as having a very true and strong sound, even in primary school days. I was not the tallest boy in the school, but I always was placed in a position in the choir where I could have an effect on the rest of the group.
So you did, in primary school, you did choir work there?
A lot of choir work, yes. And although I was never a boy soprano, which is an interesting facet of my early days, I never had that extended top range that that most boy sopranos had. And I remember we did a piece by Mozart when I was in grade 6, and my voice even then was sounding much more solid than the kids around me, and I sang with the bass section because it was complemented with mature singers from outside, and so I was placed, rather than even singing in the tenor line, I was placed in the bass line. So that was interesting. I remember at school, at high school especially, when we were changing classes, you know, every hour or three quarter of an hour, we'd have to move to different rooms, and if there was some frolicking going on in the classroom that I was passing, I'd stick my head in and say, "Hey, you kids, what do you think you're up to?" And I was only in first year at high school, and they thought I was a teacher.